This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turn like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They have their own weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, the Fincastle Media Group, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is the Thursday edition, one day out from the weekend. And boy, we're going to have a good conversation today. Yes, indeed. Let me tell you how it's going down. You know, we're going to start it off how we always do, but taking the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me today, I'm going to have Latrey Ramin, Communications Director from the Office of the Prime Minister. We're going to be talking about the budget. I think that's going to be a great conversation coming up in short order. But you know, we're going to get it started how we always do. First and foremost, you need to chime in. So you can get your minds right, okay? Because I got the brain teaser lined up for you. And I just want to make sure, you know, you're ready to go. Because it is Thursday, and I know the weekend creeping in on some of you already. Distraction. I totally get it. I totally understand. But we're going to get through and get you into the weekend. And don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be live Dunkin' Donuts, Michael location, whole entire show. We'll have a great conversation, have some great special guests and whatnot. So I'm looking forward to that because, you know, I love running on Dunkin' any chance I get. All right, so thinking caps on. This is how we're going to get it started. Got your brain teaser coming at you right now. And I hope you had a good day. But leave your work stress at work. If you had work stress, leave it there. All right? If you're on that school run, we're going to try and make it enjoyable for you. But if you're freaking out, then keep it right in the car. All right, so here we go. Plan for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild, Tuesday through Sunday. All right, doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. 2-for-1 on all locals. Headliner Mike Paramore. Feature comedian Mike Head. And yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. And like I said, it's 2-for-1 on all locals. So take advantage of that. All you need is your rapid antigen test or your vax card, and you're good to go for the show. We're located between the car and the beach tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. All right. This is a good one right here, boy. Boy, I tell you. Listen, I don't know if y'all can get this one today, but I know Bahamians do it because it's happened to me. All right? Recent survey, 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 29% said they feel guilty about doing this, but they'll do it anyway, especially during the holidays. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You know how to... Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines are wide open, powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Let's go to the phone lines. Not overeating. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is D.
All right, D, you got an answer for me?
Is it calling sick?
Calling sick?
Yes.
Nope, that's not it. Think about it. Call me back. I'll go. Not overeating, not even calling to work to party. Nope. Not drinking. That's way more than 29% during the holiday season. I'm more like 99.9%. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is D.
All right, what you got for me now, D?
Okay, is it spending time with family?
No, that's not it. You got one more before you hang up and call me right back?
Okay.
You got one more? You got one more? Let's try to get it in now.
Eating.
No, that's not it. But at least you're consistent. Think about it. Call me back. Might I suggest Google me? All right. You know what you're working with? You got between now and the top of the hour and the news in the top of 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Text lines blowing up, boy. Boom. Never mind. Send me your text. Person who just texted me at 4:18. Let me make sure that you're the first one who sent this one in. Yep. You who just texted me at 4:18. Regifted unwanted gifts. Yes, 29 of regifting during the holiday season. Regifting. Yesterday's answer was gym bag. For those of you who keep texting me, you didn't get it. 1 out of 7 Bahamians take a gym bag out of the house every day but never use it. And the person who just texted me, regift unwanted gifts, boom, that's you. All right? Yeah, you can, because he's a real Laker, all right? So you could come back. In fact, y'all could come back as of Monday, and everything will be restocked. You come get all your coupons. Got a chance to win them all over again. Y'all missed them some, but hey, everybody won them. Everybody came and claimed them. So I got some more stuff from KFC to throw in next week, some more stuff from Dunkin' to throw in next week, and your joke is wild, all right? And if you're lucky, I might have some Naughty Johnnies too. So keep on listening out for that, okay? Now, listen. Mr. Producer, come deal with this text for me, please. You know, get the information. Now, why are you all freaking yourself out? I know people regift. Don't text them, but who the hell is regift? I've been regifted before. And the messed up part about it is the person didn't even remember it was me who gave them that gift, and they regifted me the same gift right back. And I gave it to them because I didn't want it in the first place. So don't tell me who, yes, regifting is real, texter. Regifting is real. Around here, tripping out. But it don't happen. Wait till it happened to you this Christmas. All right, now we got that out of the way. Let's check out the headlines. Boy, and emblazoned in the Guardian today, boy. $690 million in borrowing. Minister of Economic Affairs Michael Alkides holds the red briefcase as he goes in on the front page. $690 million in borrowing. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, when you saying...
You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Yeah, when you saying them kind of jokes, man, you gotta be sure people pull on the side, man. You say the people... They the people
come on
and re-gift you your own gift, you know?
Wait, and that's the coolest thing about it. They re-gift me the same vibe that I gifted. And I was like, well, mother said, Dad, I just gave you this ish because I didn't want it. And you turn right around and give it back to me. Oh, man, how ridiculous is this? No, that's the truth, though. Listen, that's what I tell the joke. Because me and him been passing that, man. Like, if we've been passing that booby gift for a couple of years.
Boy,
I believe he stuck it off on my sister-in-law now. That's where they believe it remains now. But yeah, boy, two Christmas in a row, boy.
That's a good one, boy.
No, but I got it back. I was like, look at this freak. This is what I sent him. I didn't want that in the first place. And they re-gift me my own gift. It took me 2 Christmases to get rid of that. That's a true story.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, brother. All right, man. Make sure you stop laughing before you pull off. But you know, you're doing the right thing. Laugh, because if you hold the laughing, it will back up in the form of a fart. Sign is proven that. I mean, don't need you pumping. So I'm just laughing, brother. Bless. Yeah. Yes, sir. No, wait, Mr. Producer, that's a true story, right? My brother-in-law do me like that. I juke him one Christmas. He juke me right back. I managed to get one more juke, and then, you know, I think my sister-in-law got it now. I'll tell you what it is off there. But then, you know if it was Jack Daniels, that was gone. And then if it wasn't Jack, we would have figured out how to make it work. You know? If it was wine, we would have cooked with it. All right. So let's check out some more headlines. And, of course, the headlines being brought to you by Fine Threads. Be sure to check out Fine Threads right now. New arrivals across the board. Suits, shirts, pants, casual, formal. New selection of shoes in there as well. So be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online. Then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. And both of those locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right? So let's check out some more headlines real quick, brought to you by Fine Threads, blazing up the pages of today's Guardian, the Nassau Guardian. But that's a lot, $690 million in borrowing. But you know what? We got Mr. Latrey Romney coming up, so we're going to have a good conversation with him. I know he's going to break it down, and it's going to be all good. All right. Now, the next headline, bumping that almost out of the way. And we good on the Zoom? All right, perfect. Adrian Gibson, MP, Long Island, in police custody. That making headlines today in The Guardian. Less than a minute ago, Long Island MP Adrian Gibson is in police custody and is being questioned in relation to a probe in the Water and Sewerage Corporation, where he served as executive chairman under the Minnis administration. Deputy Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernanda confirmed to the Nassau Guardian a short while ago. The Nassau Guardian understands that Gibson came into the Criminal Investigation Department accompanied by his lawyers, Ramona Farquharson and Ellsworth Johnson, and the story is developing. Now, that is the latest as of 2 minutes ago on the Nassau Guardian website, so we'll keep an eye on that. That is developing. Another story by Candia Dames in today's Guardian. Davis unveils measures geared at high inflation. Prime Minister and Minister of Finance Philip Davis yesterday announced measures intended to reduce the impact of high inflation, including pay raises for most public offices, a proposed minimum wage increase in the public sector, and permanent increase in social assistance by 50% in comparison to pre-pandemic levels. The measures are outlined in the Prime Minister's budget communication to Parliament, the first of his term in office. Davis said the first priority of the 2022-2023 budget is to help Bahamians cope with the cost of living crisis. Bahamians were already struggling with high energy prices, high food prices, and expensive housing costs. He noted, in recent months, geopolitical conflict and continued supply chains disruptions around the world, of course, prices here at home to go up even further, which has put the squeeze on everyone, especially the middle class and the most vulnerable. Davis also noted public servants have not had a pay increase since the PLP was last in office. The government has engaged the leadership of the various public service unions to reach an agreement, he said, noted on that as well. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that as that develops. And we'll get up into the buzz right now. And listen, a lot buzzing right now. A lot buzzing. And the buzz, of course, brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. John's reminds you, in addition to all of your footwear, your fast fashions, your workwear, all of the accessories to match, they now have small home appliances and cookware available as well. Wide selection on everything, both locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Be sure to check them out, both locations. Remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. And I'll tell you what the buzz is. We got a lot of things buzzing, but listen, the biggest buzz right now, here it is. The MP for Long Island is now in police custody. What say you, my talking heads? It's been developing. We've talked about it. Everybody's chimed in on it. Here we are. And I've maintained the position all the way along. Once it is not a witch hunt, you got to let the chips fall when they may. Once everything is carried out, you know, with due diligence and accountability and transparency, we need to see where this goes. Because as of now, there was a lot of rumor mongering and character assassination and innuendos and fake news and real news. And here we are. And I think this is the last time you're going to get to chime in on it. Okay? Because obviously after today, You know this is going to end up, sub judice is going to be before the courts. Apparently, you know, I've been hearing, you know, that there's ammunition on both sides. So we'll see where it goes. All right. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, you all have politicians getting locked up, knocking people down and lying on people. What's happening in the do for I do? Well, I guess we just like the rest of the world. We just trying to catch up. We just like the little nation that could, the little island archipelago that could. We trying to catch up, man. Trying to catch up. Stay out of the way. Before you might get knocked down, too. Well, then call me sick, okay? I regift. Call me sick, okay? People who think people who regift are sick are actually sick of their self. Have a nice afternoon. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Mr. Naughty One, how are you doing today?
How are you, my brother?
I'm fine. I don't know why people waste their time listening to the budget, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Have you ever noticed, right, that every budget year, we borrow anywhere from $500 million to practically $1 billion, and they never follow through with at least 20% of the things they're talking about. So what has happened to all the rest of the money?
I would say the consolidated fund, maybe. That's my guess. That's the story, and I'm sticking to it.
I don't disagree with you. I won't argue that point. But the point is, it's a waste of time listening to these people when they never follow through with at least 20% of the things they say.
Well, you know, let's see what this administration does. I mean, they want to come in and help Bahamians. Let's see how it pans out. I looked at some, and I guess what, I couldn't digest it all. I tried. And, you know, I like to do my due diligence and consume everything. I saw some things that I liked, some things that had some red flags. But the good thing is, coming up in short order, we're going to be talking with Mr. Latrey Raman, Director of Information from the Office of the Prime Minister, so, you know, Clint Watson boss, you know what I mean? So we have that conversation. Sure, he'll break it down for us.
You say, during every administration, let's give them a chance. Let's see what they can do. And they do the same thing every single year.
You mean, brother?
Never follow through with at least 20%.
But which is saving at rock bottom, you can only look up, right? So you can't go no deeper.
I hope for the best, and I wish them the best of luck. But I don't get excited about these things anymore.
And I totally understand. A lot of people have that same sentiment. So you're not the only one.
Okay, you have a good one.
All right, bro. You too. Thanks for contributing, as always. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, how you doing, my brother?
What's going on, WJ? Glad you showed up. They was looking for you in the chat groups today. They thought you was missing in action.
I can put a spanking on my list to what she had. He had the AFL, but he ain't getting in there because they don't know, you know why the man don't play.
All right, so what you got for me, JJ, today? What's good?
Well, one thing I do, I watch a budget. Some good things, and I'd like to bring the IWA back if they could get that, the Bahama games or some things.
Yep.
But now it's a dead place. I say one day they talk at me home. But the fact of the matter is, Naughty, you see, the caller before me was dead right. You have to keep going all this money. Why don't we go try to collect this money so we get outstanding? I see that in the budget, they say they can put some more money in the Bahamas Development Bank. Go get this money, people know who all this money is. Bank of the Bahamas, the guarantee loan, you get it. Name and shame these people, put them in the paper. All the politicians who are BC like, and all this life, name and shame them. We want to find out, Naughty.
Random man.
We won't find out how much money these people...
Put something in the kitty.
Y'all guys are the fourth state. I am the fifth state. See, the good thing about me, right? My eyes small, but I can see. I told my good boy one, I said, won't I give him 6-7 months? Now, this ain't budget. I watch in every Jesus Christ thing. And all y'all out there who owe NIB all kind of money, and don't pay the watch. And y'all know who y'all is. Y'all the fourth state in your company name. I watch in everything. Everything. And I hire behemoth. I try and pay my bills. I see them. They ain't put nothing in there for me to get. Naughty. A small, real behemoth, a local small businessman. Nothing in there for me to get. Nothing.
You feel left out. You feel disenfranchised.
I'm disenfranchised. So when I see people doing things, I will hire behemoths, you know. And I pay for what they deserve. I don't cut nobody's salary. Pay them on time. I pay the national insurance. Pay the government. Government make money off me. But Naughty, guess what I did, Naughty?
What you got?
Next year, I put in my pension. I'll be 60 next year. I get early pension. I try to keep my private insurance up. So the government, not anytime you put money in that consolidated fund, it's going missing. They move money. See, these people don't spend. We need to start with the politicians, the civil servants, but the list. But you don't put no water bill or light bill. Okay. Boy, look here. This country, but here, if I become the president, if I'm president, I can take some of the land and hold for these people and can't build it for these people and put back in the treasury. Watch and see. I can be the first president of the Bahamas.
But I'm rooting for you. If you got a chance to run, I'll work your campaign for you, JJ. You all right, man.
We can do it. Come 2027, we can do it. The more school, they need to get out of the way. They hating us.
There you go. All right, JJ. Be safe. Okay. We can talk, man.
Yeah.
Let me check the text lines again. Naughty, where is the discount for the persons who are consistently up to date on their tax obligations? Where is the discount as encouragement for others to pay taxes? Are we still rewarding encouraging delinquency by further discounting like property tax collection when others have been consistent and always up to date? Can we contribute to a change in mindset so that we really don't have to raise taxes and can really lower it in many areas because our collection rate would have increased? How about something like that? Well, I wish I had my little applause button, man. I had to play that applause for you right away, man. You know? I like that. That's a good text right there. Also, here's another one. Naughty, what is being done about rethinking business license tax, where tax is calculated based on gross rather than net profit? That would help businesses as well. It's a good idea. That's a good idea right there. All right. Now, let's slide in real quick to the global warming. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less, then we'll take that break. On the flip side of the break, we'll have our conversation with Mr. Latrey Ramon. That's coming up on the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And don't forget, just got to remind you, KFC is open. The drive-thru is open in Fran until midnight. Now you have more time to satisfy those late-night cravings for KFC chicken every night of the week, Monday through Sunday. Last call to get fueled by fried chicken is midnight at all KFC locations, all right? KFC Nassau, finger good. All right, let's check out what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And here we go. In the aftermath of what happened in Texas on Tuesday, former President Trump, Senator Ted Cruz, and Governor Craig Abbott are still scheduled to speak tomorrow at the NRA conference in Houston. Of course not. Most douchebags would. Former reality TV star Josh Duggar was sentenced Wednesday to about 12 and a half years in prison after he was convicted of receiving and possessing child pornography. CBS pulled Tuesday's planned season finale of FBI following the elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The newest Lego idea set for adults is a 3D version of Van Gogh's Starry Night painting. No interest in that at all. Almost a year to the day Bill Cosby was released from federal prison on a technicality, the serial sexual predator is now back in court for another alleged sexual assault, this time of a teenage girl. Judy Huff alleges she was groped by Cosby when she was a teenager after he brought her and a friend to the Playboy Mansion in the mid-1970s. All right. Remember Heisman Trophy Williams? He's illegally changed his name to Eric Miron, taking the last name of his wife of 5 years, Linnea. Ricky was always a weird character. He was always a strange fruit. Anyway, Mr. Producer, let's take that one to the break right there. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you. We'll get into the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, like I told you, coming up on the flip side of the break. My special guest today, glad he's in the building on a busy day, especially after yesterday, Mr. Latrey Ramon, Communications Director, Office of the Prime Minister. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Keep it right where you got it.
To rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Stay on, this is your boy, Sawyer Boy. COVID is clearly unpredictable. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. I'm young, and it still put a beating on me. I had no other option but to go to the hospital. I remember the doctor telling me if I had waited one more day, I wasn't gonna come inside here alive. You don't wanna be in the same position that I was in. Vaccines may not stop you from getting COVID, but it can stop you from getting COVID the way I had COVID. You don't want that way.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Couple of texts before we get into our Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Good day, Naughty. Should someone who lives in a low-cost government home and renovated their home, should they be charged real property tax because they upgraded their home? Well, were you charged real property tax in the first place? And if you were, then if your house value goes up and they want to say that your property tax may go up, that might be an area that you have to look at. But if you weren't taxed before, then that's another area you need to look at. Because if you wasn't getting taxed before, why am I getting taxed now? That's a valid question. Let me check on that for you. Naughty, government could have done some immediate things to alleviate some of the hardships. Reduce or remove tax on food items, fuel, medication, if only for a certain amount of time. These things is what would have immediately brought relief to the masses. A lot of people with that same sentiment. It's like no time like the other. Keep your text calling. Keep your text coming and your calls coming in, because right now I have the perfect person to join the conversation right now, taking that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me. And don't forget, we're at Dunkin' Carmichael tomorrow. Full show, all right, 4 to 6 p.m. We take it live 2 times a month. Tomorrow we're at Dunkin' Carmichael. Come on and check me out from 4 to 6 p.m. But right now I'd like to welcome to Talking Heads again. New location, new station for the first time here. Did a couple of times at my old locale. But I'm glad to have him here on Guardian Radio at 96.9 FM. Welcome to my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, Mr. Latre Ramming, the communications director from the Office of the Prime Minister. Latre, how are you?
Hey, thanks. Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
And how you feeling?
You're
back up and running. Glad to see you back.
Feeling great.
All right, good.
It's been with the budget, it's been a long time trying to deal with ensuring that we're able to communicate the government priorities to the Bahamian people.
Well, I was telling my listeners and my texters today, I got the perfect person to break down the budget, because I haven't totally consumed it. I'm sure we'll all be going over it in the next couple of days. I see some good things, though. So bring me up to speed. Is jumps out right away. What's the biggest things the Bahamians could be excited about? Break it down for us, if you know what I mean.
I think the government's national budget is built on three main priorities. One, tackling the issue of the rising cost of living. Secondly, dealing with the issue of creating opportunities for Bahamians. And the third pillar of the budget focused on providing a safe and secure environment for Bahamians. And we tackle those issues primarily by, one, reducing taxes, reducing duties on food being imported into the country, ensuring that we increase the minimum wage for public sector workers and restoring their increments. Also beginning to kind of make sure that we provide a pay increase for nurses and doctors, and a retention bonus to ensure that we deal with the issue of nurses seeing more attractive opportunities around the world. Secondly, we invest in opportunities to ensure that we made significant investment to education to deal with the issue of learning loss brought on by the pandemic. The government doubling is in providing to NGOs, particularly food programs. We are making a 50% pre-pandemic spending to the Ministry of Social Services, understanding the time we're in. budgets, this is, in my view, this is a budget that reflects the time we are in. We know that there are Bahamian families grappling with high cost of living. We also know that whilst we cannot, whilst we don't control the issues happening outside of our country, we can control what happens at our borders. And that's why we're looking at duties and exemptions to deal with how we could bring broader release to Bahamians. Particularly, there are some opportunities for those who are entering the housing market, which continues to be a big social push for the government of Bahamas, ensure that we have more Bahamians participating in the home ownership space. And more importantly as well, I think what is a significant part of this this year's annual budget is the government thinking creatively on how we could, the revenues derived from the family island, family islands could go in a separate fund, and the family now in a more enhanced way benefit from a fund that has a priority to focus on infrastructure development. A key component of this as well is particularly further investment in agriculture. I think that you would be aware that there for some time there has been a sustained conversation on how we could achieve broader food security. And so this is the government's first budget. I mean, this is a number of priorities that the government must tackle, deal with, of course, whilst there is the what to provide immediate relief for Bahamians, there's also the focus in trying to government deal with its fiscal realities and bringing down the fiscal deficit, dealing with improved revenue infrastructure, and also dealing with paying that the government ensures that it meets its obligation with arrears. I think the Prime Minister did mention a sinking fund to deal particularly with that issue. Also to ensure that you're not using borrowed money to pay old bills. It's a mouthful, but that's where we are.
But you know what? I mean, that was a lot just to inhale things that did jump out. You know me, feeding program and the fact that we have many hungry Bahamians every day, very important to me. I was glad to see that Reverend Hansel and my good friend, my fellow KFC lover, the singing bishop, Prophet Lawrence Rowe, both of those feeding programs would benefit because they do a lot of work in the inner city community and been doing it for years. So I'm glad to see that they got some relief there.
And to expand on that as well, Nadi, the government also announced for the very first time religious churches, NGOs, barrel societies, they will now see a property tax exemption. And so we hope that they can now redirect that funding into them, providing the continued support that they render every day.
And I mean, you know, when you look at it, that starts because that speaks volumes of you know, following up on what was said during the campaign trail. And that's one that, you know, strikes home with me. I like to check things off. So I got to give you a thumbs up on that for sure. Got some text coming in right now. Here's one. Naughty, could you ask Mr. Rahman if government could have done to alleviate some of the hardships, reduce or remove tax on food items, fuel, and medication, if only for a small period of time?
So one of the legislations that the government did, which was a part of a compendium of bills, you know, usually you could only make adjustments to the tariff act and the duties and the value-added tax act during the budget process or during a parliamentary process, right? And so one of the things that they did with this budget is they, part of the conversation on national budget presentation, there was a new piece of legislation that immediately brought into force some of the custom duties. So I think it's more about how our infrastructure did. I think one of the things that we did immediately on coming to power was we had a supplementary budget. And in that supplementary budget, we addressed some elements. We reduced value-added tax, like increased support to pensioners. We also look at lump sum through an NHI unemployment program brought on by COVID-19. So what we do recognize is because of the sustained periods of inflation, many of this the preliminary action taken on by the government wasn't felt directly to the consumer. And that's why the government has taken additional steps to ensure that we provide relief to Bahamians. And you would have heard the Minister of Economic Affairs during today's press conference elaborating further on how the government intend to meet with the persons in the gasoline business or the gas vendors to see how we could bring about.
Yeah, man, we can't get to $7 a pop at the pump, man. Literally, we can't go there. Seven? Yeah. No.
The government will have a continuous conversation with the gas the various vendors to see how we could mitigate that sustain issue as well.
Okay, I got another one off the text line for you. My quick question is, if we don't change the mindset, we'll always have the same way going forward, and the same people and persons always paying taxes consistently, which is unfair taxation. We should be rewarding and discounting persons who comply with tax compliance, not the opposite. I really don't see that in these budgets.
Well, let's talk about the first thing is, I think we should also look at is that making broader efficiencies in our tax system, ensuring that we're closing the loopholes and bringing further equity to the system. That's why you're saying that persons who were getting a tax break on high-end properties, the government is now bringing that in line to make sure that we ensure that there's a focus on persons who have significant means to resolve the issue. I think that we need to have a broader conversation on how we create a more equitable tax system. I think that, but for now, I think what we have to do is ensure that we have a comprehensive focus on still have, whether through custom duties or real property tax, too much loopholes, too much persons who are circumventing the system. And that's why there's a more focus on broader efficiency. Now, one of the conversations that I think that I hear come up a lot is, and you mentioned, is a significant amount of borrowing. Now, the good thing about it is we're borrowing less than we would have inherited. That's all indication that the country is going in the right direction. The debt to GDP has decreased significantly. But I think that we have to have an honest conversation on the contributing factors of what is leading to this this rapid high debt to GDP. One, the Bahamas remain vulnerable to climate change, and the impact of hurricane that come to our country has an impact.
We've talked about that before, so I agree with you. You know,
and then secondly, we went through a very disruptive COVID-19 period. But I think we also there's also some component of it that speaks to mismanagement of our public affairs.
I have another one for you, and great answers as well, Latre. Thanks for being so candid. Naughty, in my opinion, and listen, I don't know where you're going with this. I don't even want to read this because you hit me hard with this one, Texter. Taxes should be increased on those things that contribute to a sick nation, like sugary drinks, liquor, etc., cigarettes, so on, which will serve a dual purpose. Improvement in health, because for most persons, those items will be too expensive, so they'll be purchased less, and therefore less persons needing health care, but still attracting taxes for those who must have those items. Progressive dual purpose thinking. That's just what I'm saying. So you got anything on that? Man, look here, don't be taxing me on my soft drinks now, okay? Come on now.
No, I think one of the things that we promise, Naughty, is that we will be a government that can solve, keep our eyes on the ground, have a broader, meet the Bahamian people where they are and to always level with them. I think that, like I said before, we need to have a much larger conversation on the kind of tax systems we would like to see. We also have to appreciate that, you know, we are very mindful that we could only put so much pressure on our consumers. So I think there should be a conversation on our long-term objective of revenue. But we also recognize that you can't only put an emphasis on taxation. So you have to grow the economy. And that's why you're seeing broader investment around agriculture to grow the domestic economy. We're investing in the blue economy to ensure that we get more Bahamians participating in the maritime industry. We're looking at cryptocurrency to get more Bahamians in that space, creating in the digital economy. And we're investing in the orange economy. We got to grow our economies. We can't have this concentrated focus primarily on taxes. And I think if we could find ways to grow the economy, move the economy forward, and we could have a much more structured conversation on the kind of tax systems we want. I think those two in tandem speaks well for our national development.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got a caller right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, no, it's JJ again. I'm glad you got Mr. Reming on the phone because I think he's into my chat groups too. I will ask him one or two questions. A person like me who's trying to pay my taxes, pay my national insurance, and think I'm right. I owe in line $500, and I can't get my TTC and my and my business license. $500, I paid the government thousands of dollars. What are they doing for people like me? Because I ain't seen nothing in the budget for me to get my business license so I can get some jobs from the government when I start to give a report.
All right, thanks, JJ. Did you hear that, Latre? I don't know.
Just two things. I think the ministry, the Inland Revenue, have its policies on licenses and those who owe government and how that process is done. I think we need to have a much more stronger conversation on level of exemptions, but that's the current government policy. He did speak as a business owner and entrepreneur. And there are things in this budget for him. I mean, the government has allocated $50 million in this budget through the SBDC, the Bahamas Development Bank, BAIC, and the Venture Capital Fund. And so he right now he can access those additional revenue grants and those additional loans, so he don't have to owe the inland revenue and the money, because he could continue to create a much more vibrant business to benefit off these kind of, as a business owner, he should take full advantage of these things. And I think the budget do speak to him.
All right, I got a couple of more for you, Latre. Naughty, great show, as always, and great contributions from Mr. Ravings. But in my opinion, this budget is not the hardest and not the greatest. Give minimum raise to the wider public, not just the civil servants, which is already bloated. More tax breaks on churches. Why not a tax break for homeowners who are consistently current with their taxes? So what I'm getting from a lot of people, though, Latre, is like, hey, I pay my taxes. So, I want a break. Why don't I get rewarded?
Let me just say this, and I think on the flip side, the government is providing a minimum wage increase to the public service because it's an element of what we control. Providing a minimum wage increase to the private sector goes through a much more structured approach with the tripartite framework. So it's not like the government isn't trying to. We are moving on the conversation of providing a minimum wage across the board, but that process in the short term than the government being able to with the consent and agreement of the unions to move that ball across. The private sector requires a much broader consultation. I can tell you that the government is ready to move on the issue. I think that was articulated by the Minister of Economic Affairs today, that listen, there will always be the view of the private sector that now is not the right time to do it. We believe that the wages, Bahamians deserve decent wages. The Bahamian people deserve a livable wage, and we want to move on these issues. But as you are aware, that there is a process, and the government have to be guided by it.
Now, real quick, I have one for you, one more, and we're going to wrap off the text line. And then I got one more for you myself before we get out here. And I want to thank you again, because I know you're busy, but thank you for being so candid and insightful on giving us some of the insight into the budget. But this is from a texter. What exactly does stronger compliance mean from the Prime Minister? How much money is owed in NIB contributions, residential and commercial property taxes? And who is getting the benefits from how they taxed? How much revenue ends up in the treasury from the trillions of dollars that digitally pass through our country? Would we need to borrow less if we examine these items more seriously?
So, one of the things on the revenue projections the government look at, so when the government makes an account of how it's going to improve revenue over a period of time, they look at these loopholes, these existing loopholes. For example, we realized that there was a yachting community out there and they weren't paying government any fees. So you put a loophole on that. So you look at that there was a high-end property process, a person's renting their homes and they weren't paying any taxes to the government. So you close that loophole. So you got to look at existing loopholes that exist currently in the tax structure, and you have to provide a greater sense of efficiency. And, in the public service the government have to always invest on ways you could make the way of doing things much more efficient. So the government do identify these tax holds, and that plays a critical role in the revenue forecast and projection, because that's where the government say, this amount of outstanding revenue to the government, whether it's property tax or any other form of taxes. And also, I think now with the overflight fees, which is going to be
very interesting. We talked about that before as well.
Yeah, so that's something that's going to do. Provide additional revenue. And I will also bring to the Prime Minister's attention that there are a lot of behaviors who say, look, man, I'm doing my part as a good citizen, and I pay my property tax, what kind of exemption could I look forward to have a larger conversation around that?
You hear that, all you Texas who chimed in today with that? You hear that? You got it from Mr. Raman, all right? Now, thanks, Latre. And real quick before you go, and we got to have you back on, so we'll do it next month. I know you're committed to coming on once a month, and I really appreciate it. So we'll set the time for next month and make sure I get you in. But real quick before you go, because I know you're busy, break down the Family Island Fund for us real quick, because as you know, Abaco chimes in regularly on the show, as well as Freeport every Tuesday with the Freeport Report from Grand Bahama. What exactly is the Family Island Fund? How does that really work?
So the Family Island Fund is a fund built to 10% of the revenue derived back it by $200 million. And this is preferably around infrastructure development. So as they feed into this fund is going to be used primarily to guarantee that there is a sustained focus on infrastructure development in the Family Islands, many of which are threatened by climate change. But also there's a part of it called the Airport Infrastructure Fund to ensure that we have a sustained approach of investment around the airports. Now, a critical piece of information, this fund in itself does not mean or does not negate the government's responsibility. The government will continue to make investments in the Family Islands despite having this fund. Another thing I want to mention that was a critical part component of this budget. The government has also given exemption around communication and communication electrical devices like copper to ensure that we could continue telecommunication devices, to ensure that we can continue to allow companies like BTC and Alive to make further investment in the Family Islands so we could bring broader efficiency through technology and communication services so that there are no barriers to investing in the Family Islands.
All right, for your time today, we'll get together again next month, and I know you'll bring us up to snuff when we talk again. But thanks so much for your time. And like I said, some good things to look at in this budget, and the more we go over it, I know if I got some questions, I'll be able to call on you. So thanks so much. Continued success, and we'll talk soon, my brother.
All right, brother. Thanks so much.
All right, we'll go to the break right now. Talking as Guardian Radio 96.9 FM right after news. Earl the Pearl will be in the building. We talking sports. All on the flip side, right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Great first hour, Talking Heads. Great questions. Way to chime in. That's how you do it.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for, full of amazing and trendy style. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays, too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-457, their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads, too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, the Fincastle Media Group, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Thursday edition. Phone line still open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, they're wide open, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Take us wherever you want to go. We're streaming live, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get us. All right, that's how you get it in, that's how we get it on. All right, and as we continue now, we're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:10 p.m. is the time. You know we're talking sports. And as we get started, we got to start with Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Pearly's in the building, obviously. I hear him dragging his nacho through the dip and got the beer burp going on. What's going on there, Pearly? You zooming in? Are you with me? I know that burp anywhere.
Well, you know, he's enjoying my air fryer, so, you know.
You got your air fryer. Well, I got some YouTube air fryer recipes for you, man, how to hook it up. They got some good ones. I got some YouTube air fryer recipes for you, how to hook it up, man.
Listen, I am so, my daughter tell me I'm very lame. I got about three or different folders of my air fryer recipes, from how to do scrambled eggs to biscuits to everything.
No, man, you ain't lived until you had prison tacos. Like, they teach you how to do in prison cook, and they make prison pizza and prison tacos. And man, Pearly, you got to adventure out, be the real foodie. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Them fluffy scrambled egg recipes. They probably them little light ones. I can show you some stuff. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Because I want to air fry it myself. Because I think during football season I could do wonders with an air fryer.
I passed the message on.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. I know. You make sure MJ get that message for me for sure. But listen, we got to start it off today in sports history. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Happy hour every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7. So you definitely got to check them out. And don't forget that businessman's lunch special. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour Monday through Friday. Different special daily. All right, big up to my crew out there at Naughty Johnny's. And today in sports, today is the 26th day of May, 2022. And on this day in sports history, 1896 in Manhattan Beach, New York, the first American intercollegiate bicycle race was held. First bike race was held on this day in 1896 there, Earl.
Wow.
Make me want to play that Freddie Mercury Queen song. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. All right. Yeah, 1917, Walt Cruz hit the first home run out of Braves Field in 1917. 1923, the first Le Mans Grand Prix d'Endurance began. The race was won by André Lagache and René Lenard. The race ended the next day. 1925, Ty Cobb became the first Major League Baseball player to collect 1,000 extra base hits. Here's one you could like because you're a pitching fan. 1980, Steve Carlton the big lefty from the Philadelphia Phillies, became the first National League player to record hitters. That's a great stat to know, right?
Yeah.
Steve Carlton was nasty. He was big. He was tall. He was like Randy Johnson before Randy Johnson.
Yeah. But that's a lefty.
And you, the newly minted hockey aficionado, you'll like this one. From 1988, the Edmonton Oilers won their fourth NHL Stanley Cup in five seasons. They swept the series 4-0 against the Boston Bruins. And in 1990, the Philadelphia Phillies retired Mike Schmidt's number 20.
Yep.
And here's the sports quote of the day. Go out that door to victory. Newt Rockne, University of Notre Dame football coach, after an inspiring halftime talk. But you know who inspired the halftime talk, right? The Gipper. Remember, Newt, when the troops are down and they think there's no way out, you look them in the eye and you tell them about me, Rock, and tell them, win this one for the Gipper, Rock. You remember that?
I remember that.
And then Ronald Reagan was actually the dude who played the Gipper. And they beat the bejesus out of the next team and is playing the music, Hail, Hail to Notre Dame.
Yep. And then he became president.
And then in my college years, I used to hurl batteries from the Orange Bowl Stadium adorned in my University of Miami orange, green, and white at Tony Rice and Lou Holtz in the visiting Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Really?
And we used to beat the bejesus out of them, too. I was part of that. I was part of that UM Marlboro. You know that. No shame in my game. Man. And we used to blast two live crew all the way to and all the way back from, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
There you go. Don't get me started. Mr. Producer, I can bring my best clean edited version of Clue Live Crew tomorrow. We can play that on. Shivago can play music on Friday. I can play music on Friday, too. What do you say, Pearly?
I bet you.
All right. So let's talk a little. Let's slide into the home court there, Earl. Okay. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. All right. We got Naughty Johnny's out of the way, of course. Big up to McCrew at Naughty Johnny's. And now we got to slide into the home court. All right, we're going to have a look at local sports news. And it's all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, it's all about the Philly cheese going on at Burger King Nassau, man. The crispy chicken or the flame grilled beef, they're both all G-double-O-D good. Get them by themselves or get them as a combo. They're waiting for you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location for takeout, drive through, and delivery with the Craven app. And if we look at the local sports scene, Earl, a couple of things we need to talk about if we look at it. Of course, you know, had most of the Freedom Farm wrapped up their season, you know, and was interrupted a little bit with COVID earlier on in the evening, and they wrapped up in all divisions. JBLN will be wrapping up this week, this weekend, and into next week. The PM has vowed to boost the budget for sports, so we're gonna have to get Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Mr. Mario Boleg, on the show. Have a conversation with him. See, we're gonna go with the budget boost for sports, but I think he's well deserved. What about you?
They need more than $1 million.
Yeah, but at least it's something. It's a start in the right direction.
Wait, $1 million to pull off the Bahama Games?
Well, $1 million for the Bahama Games. I think back in the day, it cost more than that.
The Carifta Games and the Bahama Games. Okay, all right.
You seem like you have some speculation.
No. I listen, you know, anything.
You're a little skeptical, you know?
No, I'm not being skeptical about anything. I just think it should have been more money. The Bahama Games is not going to be cheap, and I don't think we should expect corporate Bahamas to fund it all.
So $10 million would have been probably more palatable, right? You could have put, you know, $4 million here, $2 million here, $3 million here.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
So we'll see.
Okay.
All right, from tennis, almost 100 more youngsters come out for the BLTA Play Tennis Program. Well, we see a lot of kids coming out for the Lawn Tennis Association, but we got to get them on there because I hear there's still a lot of infighting and some unrest within the, you know.
Elections coming up, right? And then a little itchy.
Yeah, I hear some little, you know, little touches.
I've been hearing some things, yeah.
Maybe we could be the bridge and the olive branch to bring people together.
I have no problem.
You know, let's see what we can do, because to know that almost 100 youngsters came out for the BLTA Play Tennis Program, that's an awesome turnout, you know what I mean? And the children ranged from ages from 4 to 17. So I think we need to see more tennis tournaments during the year, because I'm not trying to nitpick, but let's be real. There was at least, if I'm correctly, at least 3 to 5 tennis tournaments per year on the circuit, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
On the docket, on the program, on the schedule. That's kind of fallen off, but we do have a very good young junior girls national tennis program going on. That team is doing very well. Several of them qualified at the Billie Jean King tournament and whatnot. We're going to have them on the show next week. So maybe I could get some insight, you know, from the executive when they're here on the tournaments and how many we'll be having moving forward. But we got to get caught up with them because they're a great team and they need to be highlighted. But also the fact that we had almost 100 kids from 4 to 17 turning out for tennis. That should tell you that's a lot of kids that might be disenfranchised with some of these other disciplines. You know, maybe y'all need to come back and hug some of these kids and keep them in your baseball, basketball, and soccer programs.
No.
No, I mean, you got to look at it. That's a lot of kids, Earl.
I think that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. I like that.
So, you know, yay for tennis. Let's see if they can get it right and maximize the potential right there. What else is happening? Knowles wins Player of the Week award. Bahamian professional guy from Don't Blink. Great kid. He won the Player of the Week award for the California League in minor league baseball. He won it primarily from his offensive prowess of the week from May 16th through the 22nd. The outfielder plays for the Empire 66ers at the single A level. And they sport a 20 and 20. Yeah.
The Giant?
No, I think it's the D-backs organization.
Okay, that's
fine. But I'll tell you this, he was one of the bright spots for the 66ers last week. All right. As they split a 6-game series against the San Jose Giants. What is it saying? It feels good to win Player of the Week. I worked hard and stayed positive throughout the week, even though it was mentally and physically tired. I also had great teammates who played hard to help me achieve that award. Now, against the Giants, Knowles went 8-for-21 at the plate, and he provided some much-needed offensive firepower. He had 7 RBIs to go along with 8 runs scored. That's what you call an explosion there, Pearly.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
He went into the series with a batting average of .295 and took his batting average up to .331 at the end of the series.
Looking like he's trying to get a quick promotion.
Look at that, though, Earl. That is a jump of 36 points or 37 points.
That may be starting to see his potential and may think that his talent level should be double A instead or high A.
Now, his best game of the series during that stretch came in the first game of the series when he went a perfect 3-for-3 at the plate and scored 4 runs. He had 2 RBIs and a double. They won that game 11-8. So there you go. Now, if you want to read more about it, it's a great story in The Guardian, NassauGuardian.com, Simba French. My colleagues are, you know, the reporter on that story. So it's good to see Bahamians doing things, though, Earl. Like you know, still.
See, I mean, if he keeps this up, he could get an early promotion. There was a kid that pitched for the Washington Nationals against the Dodgers the other day that was in single A last year.
Yeah, if you get on a hot tear in the minors, you could definitely get a cup of coffee and you know, jump right on in. It's happened before. It's 5:20 p.m. right now. That's a wrap on the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Let's get into it right now. We got to keep it moving and get into the who's in and who's out. Brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And be sure to check out Tropical Gyros on your way home. They're open until 6 right there on Mackey and Rosetta. Stop on in and get you a Tropical Gyro, or get you a bowl, maybe. One of those tropical, oh, my God, with the rice, the plantain, the lettuce, the tomato, the jerk chicken, the cracked lobster off the chain. You definitely want to check that out, all right? Be sure to pop on by, stop on by. Walk-ins, always welcome. Takeout available and delivery with the Craven app, 601-5752. That's Tropical Gyros. Be sure to check them out today. Big up to Chef Calmer and the crew. All right, Pearly, who's in and who's out? Well, after last night in the NBA in the bipolar series, I think maybe the Miami Heat might be on the verge of being out, eh?
Stephen A. Smith was on live this morning crying, I got to leave Miami. This is my last day in Miami, and I believe it's over. I think.
Listen, I Boston said something.
They're healthy. The whole team is healthy now, so it's gonna be easy.
I think they smell blood in the water, and I think for the best NBA Finals that could possibly happen it would be for Boston and Golden State to take care of business
Golden
finals.
Golden State better take care of business today. Because if they let Dallas
right.
get there.
If they let Dallas get to 3-2, they're in way more trouble than they think. Because Dallas knows how to win. And when they smell blood. Now, I said something to Stat Boy last night. I was like, Stat Boy, Sancho, listen. This is a bipolar series. The Miami Heat so bipolar, they may win the next two games.
I wouldn't put it past them. It wouldn't surprise me, but I doubt it, but it wouldn't surprise me.
So I'm going to go on a limb, okay? We got tonight's game, Dallas and the Warriors. So we got to talk about that in depth, and we'll be able to talk about this in depth tomorrow. But as of now, I'm going to go on the limb that nobody wants to go out on, because you know I'll travel the road less traveled if I have to. And this series has been so bipolar. Whenever you think Miami is down and out against these Celtics and the Celtics should actually win because now they've shown to be the better team, Miami blows the Celtics out by 30. So I got to go with Miami one more again. I think they're gonna win it and push it to seven. They may go out in seven, but I think they get the next one just because this is a bipolar series.
I really think this one over. I think it was, but I think Boston has settled down. I think they're clicking and their confidence level is through the roof. They can walk all over Miami. Miami's not healthy. They're not healthy. They're not that.
Now, at the end of the day, I agree with you, but like I said, they weren't healthy the other day, too, and they had a definitely disadvantage.
No, they rest this time because they know in and out. Nothing's happening.
All right, so cool.
That's my story, and I stick into it.
All right, well, hey, and that's your rights. That's your business. Nothing wrong with that. So we'll see, but we got to look tonight now. We got to look at the game tonight and have a look at what's going on in this series, all right? First and foremost. All right, you got to watch out for the Mavericks. They have been here before. And if they could withstand a Warriors late rally if they're up, and they did the last game and pulled it off 119 to 109, if they can do that going away, they might make a series of it. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, Pearly. We got a caller coming in. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello?
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. What's going on?
Right there, man. Remember what I told you, if Boston win
the next, they was going to win the series. If they won the next game, you said they was going to win the series.
Oh, yeah. I like your whole state, Miami and all of that. And you see, not only that, Boston didn't shoot too good. Boston, shoot 23-pointers, only make about 5 points starting off.
But you know me, I got a little bit of Doc Holliday in me, you know. I like to gamble a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I roll the dice and I'll take just the Miami just because, you know, the last time y'all should have put your foot on this road would happen, right? So I don't know. Maybe they shimmy one more time and got out in seven.
And don't forget, the first game, Boston was leading them by plenty and they come back and they win. Boston lose by 11.
Right.
And the other game, Boston run them down and almost could have win that one.
But you know,
a little couple of breaks.
I'll be honest with you. The best pound-for-pound series right now, I think, would be the best for the NBA and best for everybody who likes basketball and obviously for Celtic Nation and the fans that have, you know, followed Golden State during their rise to prominence. That would be the best final right there, Boston and Golden State, to be honest with you.
I could call you in that game. Only thing I could be scared of Golden State, boy. They could run up and they got some guns.
But y'all
got
to watch out for with Golden State is Klay Thompson ain't gonna run that cold for too much longer. And you know, you don't want him run on the biggest stage of them all because now that becomes Cinderella. He comes back from the injury. He waited to play and now he's here. He had some problems, you know, gelling and then boom, Splash Brothers reunited and Klay's your MVP. And I'm telling you, it's all setting up for a great series, and it's also setting up for, I think, an opportunity for Boston, man, your big guy, Tatum, to step up and Tatum to have his Mamba moment on the grandest stage of them all because, I mean, he's got that Mamba mentality. He's killer. He's ice water when he needs to be. So I'm looking forward to seeing him have an opportunity to shine on the grandest stage.
Jimmy Butler. Will got to show up. If he don't show up, they just can't beat.
Yeah, man, they're in trouble.
They, you know.
But you never know. When they're boxed against the wall, they're like some real sewer rats. They fight out, bite you, and live to play another day.
I see that fella, what he named, Oladipo or whatever, that one who's given.
Oladipo.
Man, he missed them shots so bad off, I was surprised.
Yeah, he was off last night, but I don't think he could be off that much. I think they go down swinging. I think they win one more before they go quietly into the night.
All right.
But everything else good with you, man?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
And our Yankees looking good, my brother?
Yankees? Well, I'm a diehard Oriole.
Oh, you're an Oriole. That's right. That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. Diehard Baltimore.
Well, get off my phone. You beat us up too many days ago. Go on. See you later. I don't want to talk to you no more. Have a good night. Enjoy yourself.
All right.
All right. Be safe, bro. But, Pearly, yeah, I mean, like I say, me, Miami, I think, gets one more. But I think Boston gets it done. But
that
I like the.
You're tired. You can see his body break down.
Back to what we were saying. If Dallas could be close or have a lead and withstand that late run, I think they get it to 3-2. Me personally tonight, I think Clay and Steph smell blood in the water. I think Steph's going to try to put them out tonight.
He knows.
Because he knows something coming.
He doesn't need that chance taken back. We'll have to go back to Dallas. He doesn't want to see that. So he can end this tonight.
Naughty and Pearly. Curry.
To peak at the right time.
Here's a text. The Naughty Pearly Curry is a human cheat code. That boy is dangerous. He's a sniper. So I guess everybody thinking the same thing. Curry might just come out and take it on himself tonight to put this one away. Because a lot of Curry has never lived down losing that 3-1 lead against LeBron. You know what I mean? And that kind of comes back to haunt him from time to time. He say people like to bring it up too much. So I guess maybe he want to just put this one away and keep it moving.
That's what I'm feeling.
Because I don't know that old saying, when you play with puppy, they just lick you out.
Yep.
And me and when that happened. All right, so let's go to the first break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. 5:30 p.m. is the time. We're going to take a quick break right here on Talking Heads. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you. Pearly and I will continue the conversation. We'll be switching to the NFL, and we got some things to talk about, man. Yep, star wide receiver from the New Orleans Saints, Michael Thomas. Guess what, Earl? The ankle still may not be 100%.
May not make it in.
I don't know.
We got
to talk about CeeDee Lamb being the Cowboys' new number one wide receiver. Grew an inch and a half during the offseason. Yeah, at his age with a growth spurt and added 10 pounds of muscle. And the Green Bay Packers, they're definitely crazy high on their new wide receiver, rookie wide receiver, Christian Watson. All right, this coming in from Randall Cobb as well as Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about that for the Packer fans out there. And we'll talk more NFL as well coming up on the flip side of the break right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Join us on June 8th for the annual RF Economic Outlook Conference, where speakers include Dex Torok, executive at Facebook and Google, John Citaletis, geopolitical consultant to the U.S. Department of State, Keith Herman, serial tech entrepreneur and blockchain expert, and global innovation strategist Sean Canungo. Registration is now open. Find out more at rfeoc.com.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays, too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads, too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options. And you set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM quality.
We're back out to right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Down the home stretch, become 5:35 p.m. is the time. And Pearly, we got to talk football. We got to talk NFL. We'll wrap things up with the Major League games tonight. But here again, Josh McDaniels declines to discuss Colin Kaepernick workout. But Las Vegas Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels is not shedding any insight into Colin Kaepernick's recent workout in the desert. McDaniels declined on Thursday on Kaepernick's workout with the Raiders, stating that he does not discuss players who are not currently on the roster. Just by standard procedures, we will only talk about the people that are on our team, McDaniels said. General manager Dave Ziegler and his staff have worked out tons of guys this spring, and we really don't make comments about the evaluations that we've made. Or what they look like, or what they didn't look like. They're kind of private for us as we look at things to try to make decisions to make the team better. Spoken like a real Parcell, I mean a Belichick disciple. Wouldn't you say there, Pearly? Josh McDaniel. We got Pearly or we lost Pearly? Anyhow, Pearly will get it together. He might have gone for more dip. Or another, you know, libation. He might be checking, you know, when the Dodgers playing. You know, he used to get excited about the Dodgers. But apparently, you know, recently Colin Kaepernick had a workout. I still don't see why Colin Kaepernick is not in the NFL. Now, if you want to look at age now, playing a factor, and he's been laid off for several seasons, that's one thing. But, of course, he's been the Kurt Flood of the NFL. All right, he hasn't played in the NFL since the 2016 season. During which he peacefully protested social injustice and police brutality by kneeling during the national anthem prior to the games. But is that really something that's so egregious now that after all these years, 6-7 years now, that he's blackballed still, no pun intended, from the NFL? It's not right.
Something wrong there. Something terribly wrong there.
And for lack of a better word, you know, but we say it on Sunday, 90 QBs in NFL right now. Garbage, trash, still making a living. Some still starting. Carson Wentz.
Yeah, but
careful, they don't put two on that list in short order. But have a good season.
Some people think he did really well. I think he's going to get a contract with the Raiders. I think he's going to sign one.
That's great, Earl. I'm rooting for Kaepernick. He really needs to be in the league. And I'm saying the way Daniels answered the question, well, we don't really talk about anybody who's not on our roster. He was so Belichick-like. So that makes my red flags go up and say, hold on now. He's answering this how Belichick would have answered this question. He don't want to tip his hand. They might have seen something in Kaepernick what they like as far as being a backup to Derek Carr.
According to Ian Rappaport from NFL Network, they were impressed with his workout. So.
Right, and he might be a viable backup for Derek Carr. Backup for Derek Carr. That might not be a bad idea. Now, you have to look at the situation with wide receiver Michael Thomas from the New Orleans Saints. According to head coach Dennis Allen, he says Michael Thomas is not ready yet. And this is the ankle injury. Expect Saints wide receiver to be ready for training camp. But right now, he's not ready. Now, is this a big-time red flag, Pearly? He took the whole season off last year and was coming in from the previous season dealing with an ankle injury.
I thought it was just a mental thing. I thought it was just like he was just playing hard. Bob and I beginning to wonder anyway, we'll see.
All right. Now, the New Orleans Saints are welcoming new faces like Chris Olave, Tyrann Mathieu, and healthy veterans like Jameis Winston back to the field this week for OTAs. But star receiver Michael Thomas, who sat out the entirety of 2021 with ankle injuries, is still unable to participate in practice.
Wow.
I think he's doing well in his rehab. He's not ready yet, Saints head coach Dennis Allen told reporters Thursday, but he's here. He's rehabbing. He's getting himself better there. Asked if Thomas would be ready for training camp in July, Allen said it was certainly our plan, but he didn't commit to Thomas' availability this summer. Now, hold on, Earl. That's something ain't right there.
I smell a fish, and I ain't talking grouper.
And when you look at drafting Chris Olave and a couple of other receivers in this year's draft, and adding Jarvis Landry, something is going on.
They have an idea what's coming. They have a big idea what's coming.
And I would hate to see it. And see, maybe this kid, why he was having so many issues, why he was lashing out, is because of the frustration over this ankle injury. It's worse than people let on to believe. You don't know. I know he's had some difficulties and setbacks last year rehabbing it, trying to get back. You know, yep. 2 years is hard to come back from in NFL. I don't care how good you are. And he was dominant when he played. But then again, he played with Drew Brees. And he was Drew's dump-off guy. Yeah, he had 100 and some receptions. But if you look at his average, it's only like 11 or 12 yards a catch. So that means there was a lot of dink and dunk going on. You now have Jarvis Landry. You now have Chris Olave, who runs the complete route tree. You have Smith returning to the fold from last year's unit. So things may not be things for Michael Thomas. Fantasy owners, beware. Fantasy football players, beware. Red flags with Michael Thomas from now. So we'll keep an eye on that. Now, here's the deal. You got Frank Reich coming out saying now that head coach of the Indianapolis Colts saying that bringing in Nick Foles is what I wanted all along, ever since I've been here. So now he's got recently acquired Matt Ryan, and now he's got Nick Foles. Is this some sort of veteran quarterback competition brewing right now? The quarterback room, by having Foles as his backup, he knows the system. They've won together. They've been familiar.
I don't know. People think Foles is all that. Foles is just a backup quarterback. That's what he is. He signed as a backup quarterback.
And it seems ever since he won the Super Bowl, he seems like an MVP in the Super Bowl, it seems like he's been like a bad luck talisman wherever he goes to whatever quarterback he ends up with.
Yeah. And that's right. He hasn't been jacked since then.
The room goes kind of crazy, so we got to keep an eye on that. And then, of course, you got to check out my squad. You got to look over at the Dallas Cowboys. Wide receiver CeeDee Lamb on stepping into the number one role. He says he's been ready. He's ready to ascend, ready to take it over. No hard feelings between him and Amari Cooper. They still are in touch daily or every other day. Very good friendship, and they talk football. So nothing is lost there. And apparently, you know, he was quoted as saying, it's a dream that I've always wanted to live, and now that I'm actually living it, I feel like it's my opportunity to fulfill it. Lamb said on Wednesday. So I'm looking at this opportunity as a very big one, and I'm looking to take the most of this opportunity. It's an opportunity, like I said, that he's only 23, And he's ready for it. And he says he's ready for it. I've been ready. That's just me and my competitiveness. That's my nature. It's kind of how we grew up playing football. I'm always ready for my name to be called. And he is a dog, girl. You got to look at it. I mean, basically, yeah. Lamb was our number one wide receiver last year. All right. He had 120 targets for 79 receptions, 1,100 receiving yards. All right. And I think 5 or 6 touchdowns. As a rookie, he was second in targets, 111, and catches with 74, and receiving yards with 935. All of those were behind Amari Cooper. But in 2021, Lamb had 16 more targets than Cooper, 11 more catches, and 237 more yards. The numbers don't lie, and the numbers lean to Lamb being the number one in 2020. Cooper's gone, and Lamb seemed like he's saying the right things. What say you?
Let me ask you this question. I want you to take off these blinded Dallas Cowboy blindfold that you have on. I want you to put on your objective as possibly can be sports analysis and analyzer or whatever you want to call it. You've lost Wilson. You've lost Amari Cooper. You've lost your right guard, I think it is, the Dolphins.
Y'all can have him. He's absolute trash. But I'm being objective. That's why they got rid of him. Any objective sportscaster would tell you that's why they got rid of him.
That ain't what I'm hearing from sportscasters. That's why they tell me you talking foolishness. There's a lot different talk with sportscasters.
Earl,
NFL Network and other sportscasters.
What did you hear about Connor Williams, Earl? Go back and look, dude. This dude is a walking penalty. He led the Cowboys in holding and false starts, okay? He was undersized. He got bull rushed to pieces, and we glad he gone. I could give a damn what NFL Network said. They don't follow the Cowboys like me. To hell with Ian Rappaport. He's just a clickbait junk. I said it.
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished. Now go ahead.
I told you to take off the blinded Cowboy.
No, this is me. This is me as a sportscaster being insulted now by you telling me, well, trust me, I know my Cowboys. I do my research. I was there painfully every year. Listen, I'm worried, but by week three,
you can call me.
By week three, just remember I said this. By week three, you can call me and say, you know what? No, I ain't gonna say this too loud, but you're right. Connor Williams sucks. I totally see what you were talking about. Go ahead. What's your question?
Do you think that the Dallas Cowboy offense is better today than it was last year? And is it good enough to win the NFC East?
Okay.
And seriously, let's be honest now.
I want to break it down to you. I think that the fact that we ended up having Jalen Tolbert fall to us in the third round of the draft this year, and he had a late first round, second round grade as a wide receiver. He's the all-time leading wide receiver in Alabama State history of that school. He's a plug-and-play guy right now. Mike McCarthy loves him. Kellen Moore loves him. He's definitely going to plug and play from day one as a rookie. He's got all the tools. He's exhibited in the rookie camp and OTA so far. He's done well. Very smart kid. He had the playbook ahead of time from Dak Prescott. He's got a good rapport with Dak already. They've been working out. So I think he is definitely an upgrade over Wilson. Boom. Right there already. As far as Amari Cooper goes, listen, you know I've been a fan of Amari Cooper. Enjoyed watching him play for Dallas. He did a lot for the Cowboys when he got there. But I will say, over that last season, Earl, there was a little bit of loping, a little bit of limping. There was issues with the vaccine, issues with getting COVID twice. I think he wore out his welcome dollar price tag.
You're telling me Dallas was a better team this year?
Let me finish. I spoke to
him. You're giving me this textbook.
I'm not giving you textbook. I'm giving you the real. Okay.
This politically correct stuff you talk. Oh, you can right. really well.
All right. Hold on. Okay, then, damn it. Let me put on the hat you want to hear from. Yes, the Cowboys' offense has improved despite Amari Cooper leaving. And if they use Tony Pollard more and Ezekiel Elliott more in a running back by committee situation, playing to their strengths, and they use the rookie Jalen Tolbert, like they said, once Michael Gallup comes back by week three or week four, the offense will be clicking. The offensive line has improved. Everybody's high on Tyler Smith, the rookie from Tulsa. So we have no problem. I think he's plug and play from day one. Jalen Tolbert's plug and play from day one. Sam Williams is plug and play from day one on the edge, the second round pick. All right, we ready to go. And we got some steals later on in the draft. Ridgeway from Arkansas. So, yes, we have improved on both sides of the football despite the naysayers. And, yes, the Cowboys offense will be ready to go. That's the answer you wanted?
So you're telling me that that's good enough to win the NFC East this year and Cowboys will win that division?
Yes, we will win the division. And do I stutter?
Sound like you're stuttering it to me.
No, you just, I'm just trying to get as many answers in as you want. Do you want me to give it to you in Spanish? Señores y señores, ahora en Cabezas Hablando, estoy hablando a un Dolphin que se llama Earl, que está muy loco. No piensa que los Cowboys se van a ganar el NFC East este año. Pues sí, se van a ganar. There, I did it in Spanish too. You happy now? Could we go to the break?
I knew you called me crazy, but that's all right.
Crazy Dolphin fan, but you know that already. Because you familiar with it. But La Caja Ya Liga is the place to chop. No more, though. They're knocking it down this Friday.
What are they knocking on Friday?
Open Locker Flea Market, man. It's gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Moment of silence as we go to the La Caja Ya Liga Flea Market. Open Locker Ya Liga is the place to chop. Take us to the break silently there, Mr. Producer.
Yeah, that's funny. Wow. So you think, all right.
You don't know what a moment of silence is. That means you shut up as we go to the break, man.
Some commies think differently.
Anyway, can we go to the break, man? I'm tired of hearing this Dolphin foolishness, man. He just like, I bring up Opa Laka Haile, he got flashbacks.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic. Your destiny for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricane disaster, get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm. After the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today at 302-2300 or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Down the home stretch, we come right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, 5:52 p.m. is the time. Like they say, boy, time flies when you're having fun. Or you got a hot talk show, or maybe both. Pearly, we got to talk baseball before we get out here. But listen here, make sure, look at your screen, look at your phone, check for me. But dear God, the Reds and the Cubs played today, and the Reds beat the Cubs 20-5.
I was telling somebody today, I said, you see, really got to be sorry if you let your ass beat up on you like
dear,
that.
Dear God, but 20 to 5, that's like they beat them like they teeth from the church.
They went off on them. But they literally went off on them.
The center fielder, Senzel, he was 3 foot. He was 4 for 4, 3 runs, two base on balls and an RBI. Chris Drury, Bobby Drury, 6 at-bats, 2 hits, 3 RBIs. Pham, the DH, 4 at-bats, 2 hits, 3 RBIs. Joey Votto, the only scrubber today. 3 at-bats, 2 walks, 1 run, nothing else. Scrub. Oh, Farmer, the shortstop, went off. 4 at-bats, 4 hits, 3 runs scored, 5 RBI. Monster.
Wow.
That was the damage, guys. Almora, the left fielder, 3 for 5, 3 runs scored, 3 RBIs. And Reynolds at second base had a nice day, too. He was 1 for 3, 2 runs scored, 3 RBI, so he probably had a dinger. And, dear God, let's look at the pitching for the Cubs. Everybody named Ma had to pitch for the Cubs. The Cubs sent out 1, 2, 4, 6 pitches. And everybody let up runs. Everybody let up runs. My God, the bottom fell out, but 20 to 5.
That's amazing.
Sometimes you score 5 runs in a game, you expect to win that game.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
But boy, 20 to 5. My God.
And the Reds probably the worst team in baseball.
The Reds are the worst team in baseball. They suck. They're horrible. Anyway, I digress. Let's look at what we know it's coming, but with a kickoff like that, 20 to 5. My God, what do we expect? Rays and the Yankees, that's good baseball at 640 right there, Earl.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be a really good game. I like that. I like that. I'm excited about that one.
Nationals and Rockies, 7:05.
Mm-hmm.
Tigers and Guardians, yeah, we'll pass on that one. Take that back to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Big up Miguel Cabrera. That's all I needed to say one time for Miggy, and then take it back to the kitchen. Braves and the Phillies. That might actually be an interesting game right there.
Well, that's second and third fighting, so that's pretty cool.
Your guys in the American League Central, the Twins, they take on the Royals at 7:40 tonight.
Looks like that kid Bobby Witt Jr., so that should be a pretty good game.
Hey, that Bobby Witt Jr. is something special, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
I think, you know, you can have a conversation with him and our guy, Bo Bichette, for the next couple of years as far as infield and all-star games and so on and so forth and best infielders and bats as far as the American League goes. They're going to be in the conversation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Cardinals and the Brewers, 7:45. That might have some fireworks. White Sox and the Red Sox at 8:10. That could be a good game.
That's a good game because that was yesterday. I mean, but the White Sox beat them yesterday, right?
Yeah. Angels and the Blue Jays, they play tonight. And the aforementioned, you know, Bo Bichette and Vlad Guerrero Jr. and several other juniors from prominent baseball fathers are actually in that lineup, man. You definitely want to check that out. And then, of course, at 9:40, the late night cap, the one that really matters, the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers at 9:40, A's and Rangers at 9:40 as well. But the night piece, the diamond for the night piece, no pun intended. Pun intended, Diamondbacks and Dodgers.
Yeah, that should be a good game.
Who you got on the mound tonight, Pearly?
We got kid White. Go ask me. He's just a fifth flip for the night. Because, you know, Kershaw's out.
Yeah, I know. Kershaw was going, I was going to have to parlay this, but no. No, Kershaw, my money stay in my pocket.
And plus, see, we get shout out yesterday, so we bad today. So somebody get the feeling today.
There you go. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. And then, of course, tonight you got Golden State and Dallas. I think Golden State gets it done tonight. I think they put him to sleep tonight, get out of there. Because I think, like we discussed, I don't think Steph wants it to come back and bite him in the butt.
I agree 100%. 132%.
And then don't forget tomorrow, folks, you know we will be live at Duncan Carmichael location, getting it in. So you definitely want to join us from 4 to 6. We'll be live at Duncan Carmichael, doing all big things with Duncan, getting you running on Duncan, all right? Have some of them coconut refreshes and some donuts and some coffee, iced or hot, all right? Or maybe the big breakfast bundle. And now we'll be talking politics. We'll be talking news, trending topics in the first hour. We'll be talking sports in the second hour. I'll have some special guests as well. So definitely have a great show lined up for you tonight as we take it tomorrow night or tomorrow evening as we take it live. Duncan Carmichael. Let's check the text lines before we get out of here. Look here. I was just ready to leave, Dexter. You almost didn't get this information in on time. You might have lost your prize. All right, you can come for your prize. Anytime after Tuesday or next week, all right? Fully replenished and fully restocked. But like I said, we'll be at the Duncan Carmichael tomorrow. And if you get a chance, come check us out at Joker's Wild. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Mike Paramore, feature comedian Mike Head, and yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. And it's 2-for-1 on all locals, all right? Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. And, you know, come get your laugh on. All you need is your vax card or your rapid antigen test, and you're good to go for the show. Pearly, I got you covered, man. Anytime this week or next week, come get your laugh on, bro.
Yeah, man. I look forward to that.
They Cleveland Browns fans, so they talk a lot of smack about the Dolphins. That's why they're my boys.
That's fine. No problem. No problem.
All right, man.
I know you probably say, hey, big Dolphin fan, or they're getting.
I can let them go pick on you for sure, man. So at the end of the day, man, you know, for Pearly and for my guest earlier today, Mr. Latrey Raman from the Office of the Prime Minister, we appreciate him being in it and chiming in earlier. And Pearly, thank you for chiming in. We up out of here. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Have a great Thursday night, Bahamas. And remember, be good. And if you can't be good, be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Be out.